One question I want to ask you, Teron, is you mentioned the mayor. You mentioned Rand Carthorne and his ability to connect with players and whatnot. But how big is this for him? This is his first year as a GM and as the Titans GM. But to get a player of Hopkins' caliber right now, how big is this moment for Rand Carthorne?
It's huge for Rand Carthorne and for Mike Vrabel and just for the Titans organization, because if they didn't bring a guy like this in, they would have gotten a lot of criticism. They were getting that just as far as the wide receiver position is concerned. You know, why didn't you sign anybody? All these guys, why didn't you sign so-and-so, so-and-so? And they just stayed put. And then you go through the draft. How could you draft a running back in the third round knowing you need receivers? And it just seemed like all along they had a plan. I don't think they had all their eggs in the DeAndre Hopkins basket. But making this move shows that they were willing to play the long game and not press and get out of character and you know, make an extreme deal for a guy who probably wouldn't have been able to come in and have the same impact that Hopkins has. So it's huge from them from that perspective, and I'm sure that they are happy with the wide receiver core even more now.
That's Teron Davenport, ESPN, yesterday on ESPN Radio, right after the DeAndre Hopkins news broke. Chase McCabe live SEC Media Days today here at the Grand Hyatt in Nashville. We'll be joined by Hendon Hooker, Lions quarterback, of course, VFL, coming up in just a few minutes. Our SEC Media Days coverage is presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket and Mercedes-Benz of Music City. Appreciate them. Appreciate Jordan Rogers for joining us in the last segment. I mean, you heard him say with DeAndre Hopkins just what that can do for a quarterback, of having a receiver of that caliber be able to help you and help your football team. Treylon Burks will be another one that that you know can certainly do that. And we're about to be joined by another quarterback as he sits down here with us, and a guy that I think Vols fans all will know for a very, very long time. As he gets the headset put on, Hendon Hooker is with us. Lions quarterback. I got to get used to that.
Yes, sir. Lions quarterback.
But VFL.
Yes, sir.
But VFL for sure.
It's an honor to be a VFL.
Yeah. How you doing? How's the knee?
It's doing good. Really just taking it day by day. I just got back from California working out with Jordan Palmer and my rehab team, Modus. They do a great job really dialing into every little detail to getting my leg and my body back to where I want it to be.
So you're here with Bush's Baked Beans. We'll get to football here in a few minutes.
Yes.
And I was reading up on this that you have a secret family recipe passed down from your dad that you guys made together on draft night. That's pretty cool.
Yes, sir. Very special. My dad tells a story of how they used to have him doing all the jobs in the kitchen that nobody wanted to do.
Oh, yeah.
So one day he said, man, I want to do something else. And his aunt was making the beans, and he really just studied her making the beans, and she gave the recipe to him. But she used some different beans. But my dad uses Bush's. Bush's the best baked beans out. And now being able to inherit that recipe from him and make it for my friends, me and Joe Milton, we were just in the kitchen 4th of July cooking it up for everyone. We made a nice spread.
Oh, very cool. Yes, and now you get to watch SEC games on Saturdays before you get ready for Sundays. And you'll be serving Bush's baked beans at the watch parties.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully I can be at the game on the sideline with my Milton jersey on.
So, yeah, how excited are you to cheer him on?
I'm very excited. Joe's one of my best friends. Blood, really couldn't make us any closer. I'm probably gonna go to Knox after this and hang out with him for a little bit. So I'm very excited to watch him go out here and really prove everyone wrong. Whoever's doubting, but he's the best quarterback in college football.
Do you feel like I know when we're talking about Tennessee and what you all did last year and everything you accomplished, that it's easy to say, okay, you're gone, so there's going to be a step back. But I don't feel like a lot of people feel that way. I feel like people look at Joe and the fact that he did get to sit behind you and you guys work together. Now he's got that next opportunity that he's going to make the most of it.
Yeah, yeah, and like a lot of people. Really, really trying to look at Joe as Michigan Joe, and he was playing with a broken thumb and still threw for 1,000 yards in three games. Like, that's absurd. Who's throwing for 1,000 yards in three games? And just making those plays. Like, he's an incredible athlete, at 6'6", 240, like, and runs 4.5. Like, it's nuts. and a rocket for an arm. But I'm very excited to watch him and a lot of the new faces coming in. You know, we got Dante Thornton from Oregon. Ramel's wearing a new number. I guess he feels like he's giving him some superpowers. And then we got a three-headed monster in the backfield with Jalen Wright, Jabari Small, and Dylan Sampson. You know, I'm looking forward to those guys really doing their thing.
Hendon Hooker is with us, Lions quarterback, of course, former Vol. What has this whole transition into the NFL been like for you? I mean, you had the whole draft situation to go through. You end up with Detroit.
Yeah.
So what's the last few months been like?
It's been a lot of traveling, a lot of marketing. But, you know, just continuing to chip away days. Anytime I can look at my iPad, you know, and get in that playbook, I'm going to do that. I even had to go buy some blue light glasses because of how much I'm looking at the playbook, right? It's absurd. I'm really just obsessed with just getting better and really dialing in, you know, to what's going on. So when I do get out there on the field, I can command the huddle like I want to, and I can play freely and play fast because it all starts up top with your thinking. And the faster you eliminate and process information, the faster you can play.
Dan Campbell is a personality. That's a way, but he's a football coach, and he expects a lot. He runs through a wall for his team. What's kind of been your interaction with him so far?
It's been amazing. You know, he's a real energetic guy, but he's going to spit it to you real. And his football IQ is amazing as well. Being able to lead groups of men the way that he does and motivates us, you know, to just be hungry. You know, he's hungry natured to get better every day. And I'm the same way, and I love that. And the coaching staff is the same way as well. There's a lot of competitive nature coming out of everyone at practice, on the field. You know, we're going through OTAs, okay, just run through some plays, get a feel. But it turns into we're going to scheme up the defense. We're about to take it deep. The defense is dialing up blitzes and dialing up coverages trying to get us. So, I mean, it's always going to be that competitive nature, and that's just going to make us better.
And then you got a guy that's there that's been there a few years who's been doubted a lot in Jared Goff, mm-hmm. but you see what he was able to accomplish last year, and now I think people view him in a different light. What's it been like kind of getting to learn from a veteran like him?
Yeah, so for a while I've always watched, you know, Jared's game and always admired how efficient he was and what he did and how he prepares and his mental side of the game. So, you know, I'm eager to get back before OTAs, you know, or during OTAs and vet minicamp. You're sitting there and you're just kind of admiring, sitting back and watching. And now, like, you understand what's going on. You know the verbiage. You can come in and talk about a player, like, hey, what are we thinking about right here? Da, da, da. And Jared can spit it right back to me and tell me, you know, how he approaches different things, especially when he's done it at a high level over the years. So some of the stuff that I'm going through, you know, he's gone through as a rookie. But in all, you know, he's a great guy to be in the room with.
People may say that, you know, the offense you ran at Tennessee doesn't translate to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's aspects of it that do. So what's kind of been your adjustment? And I know it's still very early in this process from what Coach Heupel ran at UT to now what you're running in Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, of course it's going to be different ways that we do things. It's going to be different verbiage. But, I mean, in all, like, our offense teaches you how to fill space, fill windows, how to throw guys open, and it also would develop your arm, you know, like, in a major way. Like, these are not condensed splits. These are big boy throws, and as well as taking command of the offense at the line of scrimmage. I'm still doing the same things. I'm still making kills, still calling alerts, you know, still audibling, still changing protections. And a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that we're calling the protection at the line, that we're changing it, that we're getting to our four-man slides, to our sorts, and getting the back out. So, you know, there's a lot of things that people don't know, but our offense prepares you for the next level, and our coaches prepare you for the next level. So shout out to the coaches at Tennessee.
Hendon Hooker is here with us. A guy I meant to ask you about when we were talking about the Vols earlier that I'm excited to watch this year is Squirrel White.
Yeah.
I think he is a heck of an athlete, and looking more from him in year two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Squirrel is an amazing athlete, and I was just watching him. Me and my cousin were watching him run some routes at Tennessee while they were having just like his skills and drills and thrust on air, and he was moving so fast. I'm like, golly, it's like a blow. So I'm excited to see him burn up some defenses this year and watch Joe air it out.
Bush's baked beans. Hendon Hooker is talking about them. They've been rooted in SEC country for over a century, right in Knoxville. And Bush's beans are a natural fit for game day gatherings, whether that's a big bowl of chili or baked beans at the tailgate. I know. Have you introduced your secret recipe to the Lions yet?
No, I haven't. So I'm sure one of these days, I guess some of the rookies and some of my guys, you know, on the team will definitely come to the house and I'll have to cook for them. And they'll get to experience it.
Well, very cool. Well, Hendon, it's good to see you. Best of luck in your rookie year, and it continue to grow. And I'm sure we'll see you in Knoxville on an off week too.
Of course, yes, sir. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Hendon Hooker, former Vols quarterback, Lions quarterback, here with us live at SEC Media Days on Radio Row, and again here for Bush's Baked Beans. As he's going to be whipping it up for sure. We'll come back with much more. I think Caroline's going to jump in. Enjoying the fray as things are well underway here at SEC Media Days, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.